What was Ty Montgomery able to do yesterday?
Went through the rehab phase. He's going to try to do more today. Talked to Ty before the team meeting this morning, so they're going to increase his workload.
Mike, are you happy with yourself and Clay yesterday?
Yeah, Clay looked good. He did everything that it was asked for him. So far, so good.
Eric, what do you think about the protection Aaron's getting so far overall this year, the offensive line?
I mean, it's, really offensively, when you talk about protection, it's like anything we do on both sides of the ball. Everything starts with the run. You have to stop the run on defense. You have to run the ball on offense, be productive. That carries over to making the protection better, because when you don't run the football, or your total plays are down, you're really, you're eliminating a lot of your action passes, because there's two ways to throw a football. One is action pass and the other is drop back pass. So I think the biggest thing for us offensively is just to get through more of our concepts, and being more productive will help us. Defense needs to be more productive and give the ball back to the offense more. But protection as a whole, I mean, we're looking for a grade. I mean, it's a pretty general question. I would consider us a good protection unit.
You talked about the low number of plays you're getting on offense. Is that preventing you from getting to the whole call sheet? Is that kind of the most frustrating thing about
it? Definitely. I mean, I think every team goes through a week of preparation. We're no different. You have a number of things you'd really like to run on Sunday. And, history will tell you that any time you're low in total plays, you don't get to a lot of things you'd like to get to. So, and I think that's kind of adds on to what we've had to talk about this week.
Mike, Randall stood his locker yesterday and said, "Hey, I'm going to do more for this team." When you have a performance that isn't what you want, do you have to be careful that players don't just try to do too much to respond to it or make up for it?
I think it's a very good point. I think Randall Cobb, he pours his heart and soul into the game of football, and he's that type of teammate also. So, yes, I don't want, I'm not looking for guys to come out of themselves and try to, be something else. So Randall just needs to keep being Randall. The best thing about Randall, he feels good, he's healthy. Frankly, I thought he played, I thought he played pretty good in the Denver game. So he's like, the rest of our primary, our prime time players. He just needs more opportunities.
Hey, Mike. When I was a kid, my grandmother had a bumper sticker on the back of her car that said "Assistant Coach, Green Bay Packers," and you have all these people
who explains a lot.
Yeah, you have all these people who think they can fix your offense, right? I mean, whatever. When after you did your self-scout, after you did the extra work that you did after Denver, what are the things that you really want to see your guys do? I know you want to get your plays up, but what other things are you saying? All right. These are the things that have made us successful for this long. We got to get back to doing them.
Well, I mean, number one, every offense has an approach, an identity, and it's just really getting back to playing to that. It's nothing really scientific. I mean, it's playing faster. Tempo is something that we could do a better job of. But at the end of the day, this isn't. I don't have a list of three things that I wouldn't even tell you if I did. I'm going to say this is what we're going to do that's going to fix it. So this is the game of football. This is how it goes. This is how it goes. And that's, it's part of the 16-game challenge, and that's the facts. So we're focused on Carolina. I think you guys are doing an incredible job trying to distract our football team from Carolina by talking about the last game. But we really are. We're focused on Carolina. There's a lot to focus on. This is an excellent football team. Their offense is going to challenge our defense schematically. They got excellent football players defensively. They're top notch. They've been a good defense now for a number of years. They're going to challenge us schematically too. So, in special teams, so they're very well balanced, and that's really what we're focused on. Bumper stickers, my God.
I'm just saying that there's a lot of people.
It's new. I haven't had, no. I'm just.
I'm sure you've seen those.
I haven't noticed them. I've done a few of these. I've just never had to answer a question about bumper sticker.
When you get a look like Denver gave you in the game, you know, with a base defense against your nickel defense, and they're just telling you they don't want you to run, is it just a no-brainer that you can't run against it, or you know, are there ways that you can figure out how to run against those fronts, and or do you sometimes have to be stubborn about it, or how do you handle
that? No, I think any time you look the opponent, whether you're on offense or you're on defense, you let the other side of the ball dictate to you what you can or cannot do, then your plan's not sound. So the fact that they were in base defense and whether we were in sub offense, I mean, there's still ways to get that done.